my cousin and her three kids. That's four. My four, that's eight. And my mother, that's nine. And I had a $500, five and a quarter bill that time.
Ed, it's not bad at all. Sonny Boy and I each had two Peronis. The girls had Zeno. And the little guy, I think, was just drinking water. He wasn't interested in soda or anything. So, it was good. It was definitely good. We sat right by the front window, too. The round table, right by the front window.
Yeah, I either get that table or I get the table in the corner. When you walk in, there's a table in the corner where the wall cuts out to the left a little. Oh! Oh, good lord. See, you had to make a groaning noise, I got a yawn. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Had a late lunch Friday, man. Oh, wait, was it late? I didn't eat till like 3:30. I'm still down here. I didn't roll out of here like 4 o'clock.
My partner kicked me to the curb around, I guess it was Nick. He kicked me to the curb and he went off to go do another job with our tech. And, he texted me later on in the day. He says, oh, by the way, you're in till 5.
Yeah, nice. Oh, good lord. Alright, I will, your first with you later. I'm just waiting for the light here, and I'll be in the park and brought you to Murray Street. So. 7-3. Oh, did you hear about this one, man? Michael Schumacher, you know, the IndyCar driver? Is it critical? Fell down skiing, hit his head. Unbelievable. I'll catch you later. Oh, we got a line waiting to get into the parking garage. Are you kidding me? Oh, my goodness. All right, Richie, I'll talk to you later. N2PPNW2HCB.
I'll catch you later. Yeah, hit his head on a rock in a freak accident. All right, kid. Take care. Talk to you later on. My work phone is in the truck because I left it with my partner yesterday so he could keep in touch with everybody. See you later. And to BPN Mobile.
A different vehicle in because we were
back home from our whirlwind sightseeing tour, so I parked over by the L train in order to facilitate our exodus from the Isle of Manhattan. I guess you never were following anything that was going on?
I saw some pictures. I saw some pictures.
Tons and tons of pictures were taken. And yesterday was the celebratory brunch and wedding reception, which went off beautifully. Even, you know, the rain didn't turn around and change anything. It was a glorious time had by all. Much food, much drink.
Oh, I didn't know you had a wedding reception yesterday. I didn't know that was happening.
It was small. We kept it very small. Immediate family. Some of my son's friends and stuff like that. We had it at the Jones Beach Hotel.
Geez, that place is still around.
What are you thinking of? Because I know you're not thinking of the place we had it at.
The place that was on the east side of the 112 Parkway?
A few blocks south of Northbrook.
I think so. It's like a blurry memory to begin with, but I remember there was something down there.
It's still there. It's still in very good condition, and the restaurant is phenomenal.
Okay, cool. Everybody was happy, and I guess it was a good day for inside stuff, because it was pouring by us. I did all my running around in the morning. It was already starting to rain by about 10 o'clock by me. So I got everything that I wanted to do in the morning time finished up. And then resorted to indoor activities.
It started from 11:30 to 2:30. So by the time we got everything underway and rolling, it was raining. And it was glorious. Good time. Good time had by all. There will be plenty of pictures to be displayed as soon as everything gets sorted out.
Now, which car are you in today? Do you have the other frequency? Yeah.
tonight at 8:30 WQVL repeater system.
Case 2, ID table. Noisy back and forth based on whether you're up and down on those little hills there. Now, do you normally take the Northern State out there, or I thought we'd sack you out one day on the Long Island Expressway?
A trunk lip mount,
some kind of a better antenna, because what you have there is kind of small for where you're going.
See, I hate to disappoint you, but he's a hell of a lot better on 375. No static. The audio's a lot better. He's picking up part of what you're hearing, mostly what we hear on 85 when people transmit from 375. A lot of static. Anyway, KB2, DPP.
Okay. Well, that's what he's got to do. Well, it's, look, he's closer to 375, I guess, but he's still got to come through the 85. But Andy, let's see how you're doing now.
I switched to the repeater. The New York directory called this one Farmingville. I thought it was in Melbourne. So I programmed the HT in Word for where the repeater was located, set a frequency.
See, Andy sounds like you do. What you're hearing Andy sound like is how you sound on 375.
Okay. If I sound that bad, that's not good. All right, we will have our technical crew look into that, because it's coming across 900 megs right now. So if it sounds that bad, then that's a problem. Anyway, it's right on the borderline, Andy, I think, of Selden and Farmingville. It's actually a Selden address, I believe. But that is just about the border. I've sort of had around that drive, but I forgot what street it's off. Anyway, I'm going to sign in any event. I have to go get ready for some things this morning. So we'll catch you later, Andy, maybe on the way home. Have a good day. And Jerry, we'll catch you later. This is KTKNB. Andy?
I've been able to hear you quite well throughout our conversation with a little background static, probably from the quality of my unit. But I hope you have an enjoyable day. Maybe we'll catch you on the other side. And I'm sorry for the static. When I upgrade this equipment, I will just go with my earliest possibility, I suspect. Thanks, Richie. Have a good day.
Okay, Andy. Now, let me just say, it's not a question of apologizing for the static, but you know, sometimes you have to know where your signal is bad, and then just drop out for those couple of minutes, because there's no sense in transmitting when nobody can hear what you're saying. But yeah, don't apologize for it. You'll get better as you go along. All right, this is KTKNB. Catch you later. Jerry, you still there?
Jerry.
I was trying to get hold of Jerry if he was still listening.
Andy is still there.
WB2ZSC.
I didn't catch all of that, CSA. This is KD2ESY.
Good morning. WB2ZSC.
Hey, good morning, yeah. This is Andy.
Oh, how you doing? Don't think we've bumped into each other before. My name's Steve. I am unfortunately headed into work right now.
Did you say that was Dean, D-E-A-N?
I said my name is Steve, S-T-E-V-E. You can add the N if you like.
Sorry about that, Steve. I'm on my way to work. You're there already, or at least in a nice warm building.
Yeah, I'm on my way to work also. I just, excuse me. I was supposed to be off today, but the best laid plans are mice and men and all that.
I read that book in eighth grade. Boy, oh boy. Then I saw the movie afterwards. Interesting book. So, where are you headed out to work? I'm on 347 right now, headed just to east to Talkin. I'm probably about 5-10 miles away. Maybe 5 miles away.
I haven't worked out that way in a long time. No, I'm
I'm heading in towards Queens.
I'll eventually get into Long Island City.
Long Island City. It's my, a lot of my relatives used to live there off Crescent Street. My mom has some buildings, commercial, residential, at Long Island City. Busy area. Nice.
You know, it's a place to go, and it's a living. Yeah, no, that particular part of Long Island City is at the other end. We're at the, I guess as far as, we're at the southern, southeast part of it. It's over by the expressway.
What, did the boss call you in because someone was sick, or actually you the boss and you have to go in?
No, he didn't call me. We had a conversation on Friday. He needs a hand with a particular job that's due by the 31st.
I hope it's almost done. You don't have much time left.
Yeah, well, yeah, me too. I think all I've done is programming the 150 radios.
What? 150 radios? I hope you don't have to do that independently. Plug them all into the same computer at the same time.
They are all independent, and, you know, it's just a time-consuming process. We have more than one computer, though. But unfortunately, everything, you got to keep track of everything. So it's kind of a paperwork nightmare.
The radios, are they for the highway department, DOT, or are these little handheld radios? You call them Radio Shack.
No, these are commercial radios, and they're for state. They're for a government agency, and they're actually upstate. And we gotta get it done and then bring it up there.
They're not for highway department, then. They're for actual the state government.
No, it's for a governmental agency. This isn't the state, but it's a local agency upstate.
Curious, what are the radios actually used for?
They're used in a jail.
Basically, HTs.
Yeah, they're definitely portables. The fixed stuff, and there is some fixed stuff involved in it, but not today.
Okay, to do YDC Mobile.
Good morning.
On my way back from training, did a little training with the dog tonight in the early morning. So, on my way back now, and I gotta work later on tonight.
Hopefully, I'll be home this evening. I don't really foresee a big problem with this. It's just gotta go do it. Actually, gotta make a stop before I go in and take care of another problem.
I guess you've been called in for all the problems. You must be the big problem solver there. It's nice that they can rely on you like that.
Yeah, well, it's what happens. You do it for so long, you get to know a lot of stuff, and people wind up depending on you.
That's the truth, unfortunately.
That shows leadership, that shows you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And
so
we're
on the team of choices. Are they switching over to narrowband, or have they already made that transition?
Okay, you two guys doubled, sort of. And I didn't catch everything. No, these are digital radios. They've been narrowbanded. They narrowbanded previously on the analog stuff they use, and they also use digital as well, which accommodates that particular mode of operation.
Steve, I'm almost at my destination here, so I'm going to say 73. You have a good day with your programming, your radio, and I didn't catch the other gentleman's name. I hope you also have a nice day. This is KD2ESY, clear on your final.
73, nice talk. the handle's Matt. Steve?
Hey, see you later. KD2ESY, WB2ZSA. Yeah, go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, sort of like waking up and working on my coffee.
Yeah, I have a few friends that work in the correctional facility too, and they say the digital actually works a little bit better before the metal that's involved in the correctional facility, so they can get out a lot better that way. I don't know if you ran into any issues with that.
I was off frequency there for a minute, guys. Sorry. Steve, I'm coming to my destination now. What is 73U? Have a good day with your radio. And you're the gentleman's name. I didn't catch him. Sorry. You also have a good day. KD2ESY, clear on your final.
See you later. Yeah, Matt. What we found is that the newest digital versions seem to work a lot better. They're noticeably better than analog in some circumstances. And that wasn't true with the first generation stuff many years ago. It was the opposite, actually.
Change to Isaac. Yeah, affirmative. Yeah, so, yeah, like I said, I just, I'm on my way back, you know, took the dog out to a little HOD training, so, you got a little work in. Did some tracking. It was this nice rain that we had, perfect weather for tracking, so he got to do a little bit of work, so he's happy now. He's in the back, and we're on the way back to the house.
So what kind of dog?
Australian Shepherd.
I got to tell you, I've seen a lot of different breeds. I've never seen that one. My in-laws were heavily into dogs, particularly gun dogs.
Okay, situation. Yeah, well, this particular breed is very good for search and rescue use. You know, because they need a job. You know, they're very happy when they have a job when they're working. So, it's good for him. You know, my dog's pretty old, and he still has to drive, and he still has it. You know, he's almost going to be 14, and he still has, still has the capabilities to do the work.
Yep, I understand. The old dogs are different. Anyway, I am arriving at my first stop. I'm going to drop something off, bolt it into a rack, and see what I'm going to need to connect it.
Okay, 7-3, Steve. Hopefully everything goes smoothly today, and you know, the programming is fairly easy, and you don't want into any problems. So, 7-3, W2CSC, KC2IDT, mobile.
See you later. KC2YDT, WB2ZSE. Bye-bye.
KQQBV, Rockwood County, New York, listening.
K6DPZ Mobile, Richmond Hill, Queens, New York. Anybody around?
KC2MS.
All right, KC2MS, K6DPZ. Go ahead.
Call here is AC2MF Alpha Charlie 2 Mike Foxtrot. My name is Kevin. How are you doing?
Hey, Kevin. Very good. Handle is Hal. Honolulu, America Love. Mobile here at Richmond Hill, just going towards home base. Pick it up. AC2MS, K6DPZ Mobile.
Yeah, I'm up kind of early today. Usually I'm not awake until like the afternoon. I'm a college student. I'm back home for winter break, so I shouldn't be awake right now, but I've been having a little bit of trouble sleeping. All right, back to you.
Okay, where are you located? The island or where?
I'm in Queens, New York. I'm in Little Neck, right next to the repeater, so I'm getting in pretty good on an HT.
Yeah, in Little Neck, you'll saturate the repeater. There's no question about that.
Where'd you say you were headed again?
I'm in Richmond Hill, heading back to the QTH. Went out to have something to nibble on, grab a rag, newspaper, and get back by 10 o'clock because I got a few projects we have to try and knock out.
Alright, I'm just sitting at home here. I'm, yeah, generally, I go to sleep at around, what's it like, 3, 4 a.m. and try to wake up around that time in the afternoon, but looks like I woke up too late yesterday and then went to bed too early, so then my body didn't want to go to sleep, so now I'm awake already.
I can understand. Body has its own time clock. So what's your major in college?
I studied computer science.
Very good. You're going for a master's or just a bachelor's?
I'm thinking just bachelor. Generally, I don't see the value in having a master's in computer science. But I guess it works with some people, especially the academics, if they want to get a PhD or something. But I think if you want to go straight into the field as like a software developer, the right place for you to go is just a bachelor and then go straight into the industry.
I'm just reporting into my location, and we will catch you later. Very good. You have a master's degree. It's good if you want to teach it to college or something, you know, academia. But you're right, bachelor's for the field is the way to go. Have a good time. Happy New Year to you. This is K6DPZ Mobile. We're going to be QRT.
All right, nice talking to you, Hal. AC2MS.
Roger.
Sorry, was someone calling me? AC2MS.